What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are here with the Cloud Crew podcast, and we have a special guest. Go on and introduce yourself, guys.
All right, we are the Brothers Sports Podcast. I'm Ashton.
And I'm Ryland.
And today, we got a few topics that we're going to be going over. The first one we want to start with is, what team do y'all have leaving for the NBA?
How do you want to start that?
Yeah, so to do a little bit with this... Ashton,
you got it.
Go ahead, lead them off, and give your example of what team you think is going to rock out this season.
All right, so are we doing just one team to win it all, or two teams in the finals?
Who do you pick takes the chip?
I want it all the way. I mean, you can give the all two. The
like you can give us your final scenario for sure, but like, who do you think wins that scenario at the end of it?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, how do you think this season's going to end?
Right now.
You know, I would love to say the Lakers, but I think we all know that that's not going to happen.
That's not
so unrealistic.
Yeah. I would love LeBron to get his fifth ring, but just with that roster, it's not going to happen. So who I would pick right now, honestly, is the Cavs. Not just because they're 9-0 right now, but with a healthy Cavs team, they're pretty much tough. I mean, almost impossible to stop because, I mean, you got Jared Allen as center. You know, he's definitely a big tower down low. Mobley. I mean, you basically have the twin towers down there with those two.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. And I think those are underrated players as well for the Cavs.
Definitely, for sure. Donovan Mitchell, we all know what he can do. And Darius Garland, he's been, you know, past couple of years, he's been stepping up in the spotlight as well. And we know what he can do. And just others, like, you wouldn't think that the Cavs are as deep as they are just by looking at people's names on the roster. But if you watch them play, they have a deep bench.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They play really well together, too. They're a young squad. So I could definitely see it.
I agree. I think the only thing that they lack is the experience. I think they're exactly, so young and inexperienced that they they'll lose to a more veteran or seasoned team whenever it comes down to it, because they've never played in a playoff scenario together. They haven't had a good enough team in previous years to show themselves off.
We might see that this year.
Yeah, so now that we're having a chance at that, I think we're going to see them have their playoff berth. They're probably going to run the first round, maybe even the second round, but I don't know. I think experience is going to play a part at some point.
Yeah, I definitely think it comes into play too. What do you think, Rylan? What team you got going all the way?
Honestly, I was saying the Cavs, but you know, Ashton already picked it, so
that's why I'm going to go first. Hey, similar minds do think alike. No, it's okay.
9-0, that's a new franchise record for the franchise.
Yeah, even LeBron didn't do that on the Cavs.
Yeah, and that's saying something. Yeah, how much LeBron's played. Genuinely.
But no offense, LeBron definitely did did it better.
Oh, 100%.
I don't know, honestly. There's a lot of good teams right now at the moment. You know, you got the Celtics. They're 7-2 right now.
I mean, you were talking about them Rockets.
Previous chance.
The Rockets popping off right now.
Oh, my God. Let me find out if somebody got the Rockets going all the way, though. I can't. I don't want the Rockets to win, man.
I mean, they're 5-3 right now. They're fourth in the West right now, man.
I think that's another team where it's an experience problem.
Yeah, I think that, like,
definitely. The Rockets are, I mean, honestly, they're just
they're trash. Like all they're young. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except, honestly, dude, I mean, what?
Steven Adams. One of
the teams, yeah, isn't Steven Adams on the Rockets?
He's a veteran, but,
or
like,
did he go?
Is he on the, I think, is he not on the Grizzlies?
No, no, he did. He got moved to the Grizzlies.
Oh, that's yeah, right. Yeah, he is. I forgot, on the Grizzlies now. You're right. Yeah.
No, no, he played for the Rockets for a little while. I forgot. Yeah. Yeah.
He got injured. The last time I saw him actually suit up, he was in red, and then he got injured.
He hasn't played in the league in like 2 years.
Steven Adams is underrated as well.
He is. He's just, he's a consistent mid player, and that is a good legacy in the
I've
NBA.
I've continuously said this on previous episodes too for us. Steven Adams is strong. Just tank.
Oh,
any player will tell you he's a tank.
He's crazy strong.
He got that Australian strength. He's just
Australian strength.
Like, yeah, bro, it's going to sound different.
Is that like kangaroo fighting strength? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know. I've never met a weak Australian guy.
Let me find out Steve Adams out here fighting kangaroos.
I've never met a weak
Australian. I could see it, honestly.
You can see Steve Adams just bodying.
He's huge. He would tower over him. They would be scared of him.
Fighting kangaroo Jack.
Oh, no.
Real.
No, but to be honest with you, I see it, say, a team. Now, my team's a little biased still. I still think the Mavs have a good shot if they get some depth. I think their thing this season, somewhere they need to get depth. The reason I say this is because we were even making
really good roster.
Hypothetical trades for the Mavs just to get some extra depth, you know, extra players, whatever. And thinking about it, like, with Luka and Kyrie, even if they would get rid of Kyrie, as much as I'd hate to say it, like, they could have so much cap space and build
and
a
to the
crazy
Lakers,
team. Oh my god, dude, or Luka. If Luka would go to Lakers, 100% I'd pick the Lakers.
Dude, I wanted LeBron to leave the Lakers so bad, and I think he would have if Bronny wouldn't have got drafted there.
Because the Warriors could have gotten Bronny, but they respected LeBron.
That's why LeBron waited till after he was drafted to sign him.
All that just for Bronny to be in the G League right now.
Yeah, Bronny's definitely going to
G League. No, he officially got moved today.
Yeah, no, I seen he got the papers for it. Well, he's not officially in.
He'll play a game for this at the 76ers this
they have
tomorrow, and that's it.
Saturday, he'll be playing for the Bay.
Yeah.
Lakers.
But no, I think with the Mavs, though, for my team is who I say has a chance to go all the way if they get some depth. If not, I'll throw an extra team out there just because Ronald did agree a little bit with you, Ashton. I would say that the Nuggets are a contender, strangely enough, every year.
The Nuggets are...
Jokic plays retarded, and it works.
Yeah. I agree, but the reason they're not, I kind of disagree as well is because they have Russ, and
they do. They do have Russ. Strangely enough, Russ has been playing good. Russ had a great game the other day, and I hated watching.
But the Nuggets have also been losing because of Russ. I know.
Well,
early chemistry and everything that can have a part, but to me, Russ hurts any team he's on.
Yeah, most of the time. I 100%. Like, the Lakers are a prime example of that.
The Clippers,
of Russ hurting a team. Like, the
Clippers looked good, but when it came to playoffs, they shut down.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that's also the Clippers struggled with having a dominant, force on their team. Like, no offense, they had James Harden. James Harden's not the leader.
Yeah, they got James Harden. You know, Kawhi can't stay healthy. You know, he needs to retire. But,
yeah, I mean, dude breaks his wiener as often as the guy jerks off next to him. I mean, it's terrible.
Seriously, man. I mean, that's why Paul George, I think, in all honesty, left. He's just tired of dealing with Kawhi's hurt hind all the time.
Yeah. And I mean, I will say, Paul George to the 76ers was a crazy thing. I didn't expect
that. I did not expect that at all. And him and Joel Embiid will do good once Embiid decides to play a game.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want to.
Now, what do you think?
Even when he is eligible to play, he's suspended for 3 games because he shoved that reporter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. My answer's shallow. I'm going with the Suns. They're 7-1 right now.
The Suns?
They're number one in the West.
I can see the Suns going on pretty far, and it's because, like, they have scores.
They have the names behind it. They have the experience. Yeah. They have the coaching staff. They have everything they need behind them. What they actually need is their players to get their heads out of their butts and do what they need to do.
I think
they
it's
have Devin
issue.
Booker, they have Kevin Durant, they have Bradley Beal, they have them all on one team, And you're telling me you can't win a championship?
Yeah, I think that's absurd. An issue, though. I'm going to be honest with you, because with that many scores, I don't think they know how to run the ball properly.
I think Devin Booker just needs to accept that he does not need to be the primary scorer on the team.
I don't think
he's been used to it, though. Like,
if you let D Book even just like play off ball. Oh, my apologies, Rylan.
No, it's okay.
But I was just saying that, like, D Book himself, I think he plays better off ball. So, like,
he does. No offense,
it's not necessarily that he doesn't need to be the primary scorer. But play him off ball. Let D Book go sit in the corner
like,
and shoot.
Their plus minuses like are significantly better whenever only one or the other plays between him and KD.
Yeah.
Like whenever KD's on the floor without D Book, their plus minuses are crazy. Whenever D Book's on the floor without KD, their plus minuses are crazy. But anytime they're playing together, it's just like Devin Booker loses all sense of basketball for some reason, and KD for some reason
just
becomes
he's Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
And I'll honestly, like, I hate to say this because I like KD as a player, but I think the Suns' biggest issue is KD himself because, yes, KD is a great scorer.
I don't think he's willing to change either.
No, he's not. But the problem is he can't win. He can't win unless he's on a stacked
team. I think it's a mindset problem, too. I think it's mostly a mindset problem.
He gets it. People get in his head too easy.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, dude. He'd be on Twitter typing
soft,
the most
dude.
Random things.
KD is a natural born scorer, man, but he cannot win.
All he does is play back.
Unless
he had like that Bron styled potential, but with like the mouth of Draymond Green.
Yes.
He just doesn't
exactly. Like where LeBron just sheds stuff off, don't let it bother him. KD takes it to heart and rebels back.
And that messes his game up every time. It's just like he becomes an inconsistent scorer in the second half, all because he got into a small argument in the beginning of the game.
And it's worse in the playoffs because that's
way
when
worse
the
in the
playoffs.
That's why he choked that 3-1 comeback.
Yep.
Now, we'll kind of do this a little bit quickly, just actually like picking the teams itself. But like just out of the teams that we named, Ashton,
did
I know we mentioned.
Did Rylan name a team?
Rylan,
did you ever decide a team or you still go with the Cavs?
I'm still going with Cavs.
Okay.
I
understand. So automatically, if y'all vote the same way,
you guys would just have a majority.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, y'all about to have the majority for sure. But Ashton, scale 1 to 4, you know, which
out
team do you think is going to win? Which has the highest
potential? Just realistically, out of, I guess, the 3 teams on the list.
No, I threw 2 out there.
Okay, I guess we can count his second pick, the Nuggets. It was what?
Honestly,
Nuggets, Mavs,
dude, like,
Suns.
Yes, yeah, Suns, Mavs, Cavs.
Honestly, like, I still got to go with the Cavs. I understand your guys' issues with the and everything, but I
still
think they got that roster. Talent. They got that depth on the bench, which a lot of teams lack. The Lakers, for example, you know, they don't have depth on the bench, let alone the point guard position.
Yeah,
so,
they don't have, like, a solid third option, in my opinion. The Lakers don't.
They don't. Like, Austin Reaves
is the
one.
They're relying on a rookie right now for their third
option.
Yeah, don't connect.
Another
which
problem,
is ridiculous because you have underperforming D'Lo. And
Austin Reaves is the one that
Austin
comes next,
Reaves,
but he's still young.
Yeah, he's inconsistent right now, man, with his problem. And I think it's because where they're trying to add new roles in for other players.
And another issue for the Lakers, I know LeBron needs and wants it to be AD's team, but you just can't because AD, yes, he can score,
but
he gets hurt too much. Like he was out last night. It can't be AD's team, and it just can't. It always has to be LeBron's team. LeBron always has to, he tries to get everybody involved, but then that's when they start to lose. And then he's like, okay, here, I got to do my part. I got to score because everybody else is trash. So no matter what LeBron does, it's never going to be somebody else's team if he's on the roster.
Yeah.
He just can't.
No. I think it's because, like, one, the leadership that comes with LeBron. He has his own kind of, you know, sense of around, like, presence when you're there, you know. I'm sure that it's probably weird for people to go play with him. But I think that's why.
Definitely. Yeah, like, it's.
He would have went to the Cavs. Easily would have been a chip. No offense.
Oh,
yeah. 100%, man.
Chip.
Easy. Even if they had to trade, say, Jared Allen for LeBron or something crazy.
Yeah,
you know,
keep one or the other, either Mobley or Allen for that case.
Yeah. I'd rather have Allen personally, but Mobley's a good keep too.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they'll both play the same positionings, you know what I mean? They both play big. They both are, you know, defensive sides. They both can play down low. Mobley's a little bit stretched out, but Allen's a little bit more of a bet. Yeah, Mobley's a little bit better shooting than Allen.
He's a little bit better.
Oh, no, I was going to pause on your statement, but...
Never mind. But so you're giving her to four. What about you, Ronald Lynn? Who's up for you?
So you gave what?
I got the Cavs.
Yeah, he got the Cavs out of four.
Out of four? Four. So what is it out of?
Four being the most likely. Yeah,
four being the most likely. Okay. And
honestly, I'd say the Suns at two.
Two? You said the Suns at two? I could definitely see the Suns being up there.
They're a good team.
They'll definitely be up there, but like I said, the
listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Just consistency, especially when it comes to playoff. You have Bradley Beal, you got Devin Book, and you got KD,
we've seen Devin Booker sadly be very inconsistent this year already.
But they're 7-1, so it's working.
Whatever they're doing, Bradley Beal randomly is doing okay.
I had to choose the second team, also in that scenario, I just as like a shot in the dark, I'm gonna go with the Warriors just because of Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield
is underrated.
They're 7-1 as well.
Yeah,
The Lakers could have got him too, man.
Dude, that's somebody they could have got. Them and Valanciunas, and they didn't.
They could have got Markkanen, too, but they decided to not even try.
Rob Plinkett needs fired. He is the worst GM I've ever seen in my life. He just signs no-name players to two-way deals. Yeah. That's all the new players he gets. He doesn't try to get anybody good.
The Lakers definitely have a poor GM setup, man, because they would rather, you know, risk their current teams and what they're currently going
through. Wasting LeBron's final years.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous. For what? Just to sell tickets? Not win a championship?
Exactly.
All right.
So, and I love J.J. Redick, man. I think he's better than Darvin Ham 100%.
Oh, yeah, and he's way more... If you notice, he's way more passionate about coaching, too. Even in the losses, you see he's at least expressing his emotions in a proper way, you know? Like, I've seen him throw the fit on the sideline, but that's because he's actually mad. He actually is having issues.
He actually cares.
When D'Lo got blocked last game against the Grizzlies,
he was angry at D'Lo.
He cut D'Lo's minutes.
I would have cut D'Lo's minutes.
Because of lack of competition.
Yeah, D'Lo averaged 35 or something minutes.
It's because D'Lo's incompetent and decides to shoot at the wrong time.
He's not a good competitor.
Dude, I don't even know why he's in the rotation, to be honest with you.
He shouldn't be in the starting lineup at all.
He shouldn't be in the rotation at all.
I agree.
Dude, I would take Bronny over D'Lo just because Bronny at least tries to play defense.
Yeah.
That's true. And I mean, I guess you wouldn't really have to give D'Lo, you know, Bronny the ball if you replace D'Lo with Bronny.
Exactly.
You could let Bronny just kind of...
It wouldn't make a difference because D'Lo can't score anyway. He's a brick. So at least with Bronny, you get some sense of defense.
And play. You get a moral boost from LeBron because he's playing with his son.
Yes,
yeah, LeBron, exactly.
You'd be getting a lot more than what you're getting from D'Lo.
Yep, D'Lo, like he's awful to watch.
It'd be like a fighting spirit buff for LeBron.
Just go to D League. You're just retired at this point.
Yeah, like when we was watching him in person, like every time he shoots the ball, we just yell brick because like we knew it was gonna be a brick.
He was missing shots in warm up.
He reminds me so much of Russ when Russ was a Laker. Because he would just brick almost everything, and you knew it before he even released the ball. It was going to be a brick.
Is it funny whether that it was you have Russell Westbrook and then D'Angelo Russell?
Yeah, it's just a Russ issue. Like
Lakers and Russ don't get along.
They're all bricks, man.
Now, the next topic, guys, is actually picking a player that's on a team that is being held back by the team. So this is like young potential players, and I was going to go ahead and give my first is just Polo.
Okay. That's not Polo. His
is an incredible player, I believe, that is held back consistently by the Magic, that if he could get on a good team, dude has an crazy potential. I mean, I'm talking Luka Doncic potential, you know. But with more chips, if he gets on a solid team, you know, ahead of time, if he gets to develop with the team.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I'll go next, I guess. I say LaMelo Ball. Like
LaMelo,
100%.
Yeah,
like,
no, definitely.
The Hornets, they're never, ever, ever going to be that team. Ever.
No.
I don't care who they bring. Honestly, nobody wants to go to Charlotte and play.
I mean, that's where Jordan retired.
I mean,
no, it was the Wizards. My bad. Yeah. That's how bad of a team it is. I got it mixed up with the Wizards.
You know, he was the owner. Michael Jordan's the owner.
Yeah, he was the owner.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
He
currently owns. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
2022.
I thought he sold him. Maybe he did.
He sold him. I think it was in like 2022 or something like that.
I'm pretty sure he's still on the staff. I don't think.
Maybe he's a minority owner.
Maybe. You know, like a stock ownership of it or something.
Yeah, instead of majority owner, he's a minority owner, maybe.
It makes
sense. Kind of like what Mark Cuban is now. He's a minority owner of the Mavericks.
Yeah. But no, I definitely agree with you on that LaMelo take, though. LaMelo, I don't think I've ever seen him try, like, hard. Dude plays effortlessly.
He literally does one-legged three-pointers.
He's a bucket, man. He's a walking bucket.
Oh, yeah. Dude. He's a great player
because he knows his team.
He has no discipline is his problem. His is all mental issues. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I know they played the Hornets and Boston played back to back, but that one game, the Hornets only lost by 4 against the defending champions.
Is that the game that Boston, LaMelo dropped 9?
They only lost by 13.
That was the game that he went off. Oh,
yeah,
he
dropped 9 threes. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you meant 9 points. I was like, I don't think so.
No, it was 9 threes. LaMelo, he shoots so flat, but his shot is so nice at the same time.
Yeah.
It is nice.
Way better than his brother's, man.
Oh, yeah. His brother's was terrible in the league.
Lonzo.
So,
his form's wild. Weird crap.
But so, what's another player, Eric K-Dub, that you think is being held back by a team? So far, we got Polo and we got LaMelo Lowe up here.
Brandon Ingram.
Okay. I definitely. Now that's a different take. He's not necessarily like crazy young, but he is young. And
if he would have been anywhere but the Pelicans, he would be an all-star, my opinion. Dude, I think that type of potential. He had that type of like mentality whenever he was a Laker.
Yeah.
He was trying to develop in that type of mentality. Of course, he was only with the Lakers 2 years because he got booted off by Bron when Bron rebuilt the roster.
Yeah, I wish they would have kept him.
I think out of the players they moved,
they
should have kept Ingram. Because, like, if he was able to develop like that on one of the lowest ranking teams in the league, then if he was on a good team, his potential would have been way higher. And I still think there's room for him to, like, have that type of developmental. He's still younger. He's, like, 27, 28?
Yeah, he's in his 20s. He's still, like, in prime, you know?
He literally is, like, entering his prime now. So would be the best time for him to get out of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Same for Zion. Zion needs out of there.
No, too. Zion ain't got the work ethic for it.
Dude, that Zion tubby little, is crazy.
Just Zion.
He's got Cajun food, bro.
Yeah, Cajun food and strippers is his issue.
It's that Cajun food. That soul food be hitting different.
Zion, he peaked early, in my opinion. Yeah, like, fame in college got to him.
I think that's why
people were comparing us to LeBron.
He realized he has
and then he got, like, 3 women pregnant, and now he just eats food and skips games.
Child support, it's draining me. I can't do it.
I'm a millionaire. Child support.
Oh man, yeah, you're paying like $20,000 in child support, making like $70,000 mil. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Couldn't imagine struggles like that, man. That'd be great. What about you, Rollin? Who you got at the top?
Honestly, I'd say Giannis right now.
Giannis?
Giannis.
I think they tried to build the team around him. I mean, they got him Dame.
Like, I think
at the moment, he's averaging 31 points per game with 12 rebounds.
I don't think Giannis would work on any other team.
Yeah. It's just because of his play style, though, to be honest.
Like, if he isn't the only person doing things with the ball on his team, then he's not good for the team.
He could go
to Charlotte.
He doesn't
pass good. He doesn't playmate good. He doesn't.
You said Charlotte?
He could go to Charlotte.
He could go to Charlotte. They'll go from like 40 wins a season to like 50 wins a season.
Hey, man, that could be the difference. 50 wins can get you into the playoffs.
Wins and kicked out in the play-ins. That's what I meant.
You're right. Yeah. He is known for being the second-round exit, sadly.
Dude, like...
That year they won the championship was actually a flop. That was literally a fluke. The Suns should not have lost that championship. Yeah. They were up 3-1. I don't know what happened. Chris Paul just forgot how to play basketball. He should have gotten his ring that year. He should have retired. But no. We had to deal with Wimby and Chris Paul now.
Oh my gosh, dude. Like, that's just a disappointment at that point. Like,
nah.
And he's the one throwing lobs, not Chris Paul.
I don't know. Like, Chris Paul...
He is averaging, like, 9-10 assists, though.
He should go to a competitive team.
I mean, crap, he has Wimby.
Didn't he try? He went to the Warriors, and they lost.
I mean, yeah, but he needs to play with LeBron.
Hey, no, they lost, and then the very next year, they won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they won. They won with no one against the Celtics. It was just a angry Stephen Curry.
Yeah, Curry got angry.
Yeah, but like the Bucks, they got Dame. Yeah, and they got Giannis.
Games ago, Dame scored like four points in 30 minutes.
Giannis is just running jump man, in my opinion.
I can't see Giannis do anything besides run the next three games.
That's all he does, dude. His length is ridiculous. His wingspan, his height, everything. Like,
yeah.
If he doesn't get 30, there's an issue.
I think that if he would have like been mentored by someone else,
he's this era's Kareem. I'm not gonna cap with you. Like body shape and everything.
Yeah, he just isn't as good as Kareem. And
no. You throw him back in Kareem's era, he's better than Kareem.
I mean, yeah, but Kareem's clientele at that time is
way different.
Nowhere near Kareem level.
Yeah, definitely.
I think Kareem would be an average player in today's league. Most of those players wouldn't have made today's league.
No. They definitely wouldn't have.
They wouldn't have. Like Michael Jordan, that guy, he wouldn't have made the league.
Basically.
He would have been a bench player.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Same with Magic Johnson.
Because he can't shoot.
He wasn't, and he wasn't like... He demanded the ball, basically, and that's not how this league's played anymore.
That's why he averaged.
You carry the ball, or you're getting benched.
That's why he has 10 scoring times.
You're getting like quadruple teamed, and even if you do pass it, they're just gonna swap all four onto whoever you passed it onto.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's how today's league works. Nobody's shooting, unless you can shoot from 45 feet. You're not.
Yeah, unless you're Curry, then.
or Dame before Dame. Milwaukee.
No, even now, like, they still got Dame. They tell Dame he can go out and bust ass.
Oh, yeah, as long as Dame is on his game, like, and they're letting Dame be Dame, Dame's fine.
Even on Dame's bad, no offense, I don't see Milwaukee telling Dame no, though.
Milwaukee themselves wouldn't tell him no.
They'd rather take the L.
I think Giannis might try to, though.
Giannis might try to, but why do you think he's trying to force a trade right now? He wants out. He realizes... Dude. The Milwaukee's not good for his career anymore.
He wants to go to the Heat.
I mean, the Heat would be crazy.
What do you expect?
Dude, there's no way him and Jimmy would play together.
No, Jimmy would leave. They would. They would use Jimmy as a trade deal.
He would run with Tyler Hero, and Tyler Hero's been carrying the Heat.
I know that this is super unlikely, but what if Jimmy accepted a bench role since it's later half of his career?
No.
I know he wouldn't. That's why I said it's unlikely.
Yeah, he's too egotistical for that. That'd be a good team.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if he moved to the bench and Giannis moved to starting lineup.
Are you saying like a 26 minute off the bench?
Yeah, like 26. Give him 26 minutes. Let him play like primarily third, fourth quarter. Make sure he closes out the game real nice. Ensures the victory type. Unless it's like they're getting blown out.
I'd play swap, bro. Anytime Giannis out, automatically.
Oh, yeah. No, that's exactly. Automatically. Because they wouldn't mesh well together, but having them on the same team consecutively would work well. Because Tyler Hero and Jimmy work well together, and I'm sure...
No, Tyler Hero and Jimmy hate each other.
Yeah, but they play ball well together.
Well, that's because they have.
Jimmy don't get along with most people.
Jimmy's gotten along with three basketball players in his whole career.
Yeah, Jimmy beats Tyler Hero, and now Tyler Hero's carrying the Heat. I don't know what happened.
Dude, like,
they're at the beginning of the season, Jimmy really was being disappointing.
Yeah.
Dude, he had 3 points his first game, wasn't it? 3 points.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
It was pretty bad.
This season.
But, okay. So but kind of back to the players, what team do you think LaMelo would excel on?
Lakers?
Lakers.
Lakers?
For but sure.
So you think, like, that would be, like, the best? Honestly? It's a 10 times better upgrade than D'Lo.
Easily. He would work on the Nuggets.
He'd work on the Nuggets. If you trade Jamal.
Yeah, you can't have Jamal.
Oh, that's an immediate, like, that's an upgrade. Jamal Murray is definitely such a...
I see that.
He gets compared to being a good player because of the infrastructure around him. But if you put him on any other team, he literally is as good as, like, Chris Paul is currently.
That's
pretty bad to say Chris Paul. Current Chris Paul is rough.
Might be a prime stretch, Chris Paul, but I could even see LaMelo doing decent on the Bulls, like around Zach LaVine.
No, 100%.
But they want to get rid of Zach LaVine, so if he ended up there, would be a trade for Zach LaVine.
Could we have a LaMelo and Lonzo duo?
They would work well together. They have,
I mean, they're brothers.
The best chemistry possible.
Yeah, but I think you still got the fact that Lonzo's trash.
He's become definitely a better player.
No, Lonzo this year plays way better. But right before he got hurt, he started to play better for the Bulls. But since coming back from the injury,
be that guy now just because of the injury.
He's not supposed to be your number one. I'll be honest with you. The guy Lonzo is now, he's the guy you come in. You want some ball movement. You need a little bit of defense.
I think
you need a few retarded shots.
I think if he was put into a system where they kicked the ball to him, just a nice catch and shoot system.
I don't think
he's a good catch and shooter.
I think LaMelo is Lonzo is a better playmaker than he is a shooter.
He is, but he
now LaMelo on the other hand is the option. I think LaMelo.
I think LaMelo's just a better playmaker than Lonzo at this point. Like, I think they're both great playmakers, but I think LaMelo's the better playmaker. So that's why I was putting Lonzo.
He's a better playmaker and a better scorer,
because like he actually has the playmaker mentality because that's his role.
I think Lonzo has the better mentality compared to LaMelo though.
LaMelo doesn't.
LaMelo's kind of goofy. No, 100%. Riley.
He just goes out there, balls out. And
he's getting money.
He's doing
his
job.
Care.
You know.
Yeah. No. Why do you think he's on the Hornets out here, man? He's out here. He can acting goofy on the Hornets. Like, yeah, he don't have to. He makes enough money.
No team would take him easily. You know. But he just wants money.
Even if he was put up for trade, the Lakers would still pass on him for third round pick from the Rockets or something.
No, what are you talking about? They'd get that guy from McDonald's down the road just because they know
they would bring Kyle Korver out of retirement.
That's how the Lakers think. I swear.
Kyle Korver's a good shooter.
He is.
Yeah, but
he hasn't played basketball in like 5 years.
But the Lakers would probably go get him out of retirement.
What we need to do is get Vince Carter. We need to get Ray Allen out of retirement.
No, listen, this is exactly what would happen. Bro would go up for trade. The Lakers would look at him, and they would bring Dwight Howard back from China.
I'll
take Jordan.
I'll take it.
No, dude,
that's just the type of moves the Lakers be on. Like, they would see the best thing right in front of them and just choose something considerably worse.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like,
for no reason.
There's no reason that he should still have a job the way he's doing.
No, he did one good thing. He brought AD. AD got hurt, and it ruined the Lakers.
And he only brought AD because LeBron forced him.
Yeah, theoretically, he ruined the Lakers.
He built that 2020 roster, but after that, what has he done?
They didn't keep any of the good players. They didn't keep Malik Monk. They didn't keep Carmelo when they had Carmelo. They didn't keep Dwight Howard when Dwight Howard was playing good off the bench. Like when we had our bench set, we had good chemistry. They messed
Ray
it all
John,
up.
We had Dwight. We had JaVale McGee. We were unstoppable. The only people that could stop
JaVale, I like
Jokic.
JaVale.
The only people that could stop Jokic in the playoffs was Dwight and JaVale. AD cannot stop Jokic.
No, AD tried, and we seen what happened that 1 year.
AD can't
got
stop Sabonis.
Peed on, man.
That's why he's what.
I thought the Nuggets were taking golden showers over there on top of AD.
That's because AD's not a center, man.
No,
he's a power forward. They tried to get him to be a center, but he cannot. And our center,
that's why JJ has even said like he plays better at the power forward.
But we don't have a center to replace him. We have Jackson Hayes, and the dude is literally
Christian Wood, but apparently we don't like to play Christian Wood, remember? You know?
Yeah.
That's another thing. You guys will get great bench players. Like, top of the line bench players, and just won't play them.
Don't play them.
They will get 0 minutes for an entire season. Ruin their whole career.
And they'll blame
put them in the G League. And they will never come back. And their rookie season, they would literally be showouts. Like, top five rookies. They go to the Lakers. Yeah. Career dies. G League never comes back to the league. Never hear about them again. Where'd the player go?
Sounds about right.
My thing is, Dwight Howard has just straight up said, I want to go back to the Lakers.
Yeah, he's
why are they not signed that dude?
Because of his mouth.
Multiple people. Yeah, you're right. Dwight Howard.
He's too much of a PR risk.
That's fine. You know, people run their mouth. Like, look at Draymond Green.
No, he's the type of, like, PR risk where he would just start, like, revealing, like, team secrets to other teams because he was mad he didn't get minutes. He's that type of PR risk.
Yeah, but at the same time, it doesn't really matter because if you play ball, then you're going to win. Yeah.
That and
he wouldn't have been like that anyway. No offense.
I think now
I handled him better.
They've kind of like soiled
a lot of
their relationship to a point where he,
no offense,
even if he did come back and be grateful for it, he'd still be spiteful.
I think the Lakers, after LeBron leaves, I don't think they're a team that's going to get a huge
they're not
name
even gonna
for
make
a while.
The playoffs at all.
Dude, yeah, I don't think they're going to have a...
They won't.
Because I think they messed up a lot of people.
I think they'll get bounced in play-ins. Like, I think they'll make play-ins, though.
Yeah,
they'll make play-ins, but they won't go to the finals until they... I mean...
Yeah.
They're wasting LeBron's last few years.
Yeah.
That's just what they're doing.
So. Now...
Like, there's no way they're actually trying for a championship
they're not.
Roster that they have right
they're
now.
They're not.
There's no way this is a serious attempt this year. They're lying if they say it is.
No,
this is a
same
rosters
last
year. It has to be a tank
coach.
Year. They have to be tanking for a number one next year.
I think
but
the tank can
change
the
roster. The coach can
be.
They want to easily get rid of LeBron.
Everybody's trying to tank except for LeBron. He's the only one busting his balls to try to win the game.
Yeah. And you know, AD tries, but then AD gets hurt.
AD's just. I'm sick and tired of AD. Like, I like AD when he plays, but that's it, when he plays. I'm sick and tired of seeing him hurt on the injury list. Just retired, dude. I'm tired of
looking.
You're
right.
He just doesn't play
more than he plays.
He said, I want to go 82-0. I told Ryan more like 18.
Yeah, he's
not at least he isn't Joel Embiid where he's just not playing for zero reason, though.
At least
he's actually getting injured. He's at least putting his body on the line and getting hurt doing it.
Unlike Joel Embiid,
who's just faking his injury and been fighting a reporter to get more time off.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. But to me, AD's injuries...
They're preventable.
They're a little too soft, too. Like, to me, if I have a hurt foot, I'm playing on that foot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I get not making it worse or whatever, but...
If it's just
come on, dude. Injury, if it's a sore toe, play on that toe. Like, come on, man.
I was playing on a broken toe for like 2 months.
I broke my foot, and I was still out there playing basketball and football in a boot.
That's a little bit different, though. We've like full on like
we're not
destroyed our bodies.
Yeah,
as well.
We're a different breed of human from these areas of the world.
Yeah,
we're tougher than
most
professional
people don't
athletes.
Go out. Yeah, most people don't go out like we do, Ashton, and like. Hit off the poles and stuff and keep playing. Hit off the, you know? Like, a lot of people aren't built like that. Like,
bust my eye open after
going
to get
really
glued
does.
Shut, but I still finished the game, you know, before I go to the hospital.
I remember that.
Or like the time on my legs were touching the backboard due to Colin's
Josh.
Dad.
Yeah,
oh,
Josh.
My God.
That was
manly
rough.
Man, bro. Manly
that was the
man.
Same game he bumped me and almost hit my face off those cafeteria
The cafeteria
table. My arm caught it, so I didn't hit my face, but my whole forearm.
His whole arm turned like purple
instantly.
Oh yeah.
Because Josh shoved me into those. Like Josh, he didn't. He's a competitor.
And I mean, at the time though, me and you were probably what around like 120 pounds.
Yeah.
Then you got Josh, 200 and something pounds, just pure muscle from Lyman. Yeah. Yeah. No.
It was fun though. Like we didn't back down.
But no, people don't play like us, man. And that's, dude, that's why I think Polo is a prime example of somebody that I think has a ton of opportunity. It's because he's not afraid to get hurt. If you look, he plays a lot like LeBron did when LeBron came in the league.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, for teams, I think that bringing Polo on a team kind of like the Cavs, you know, like the current Cavs, he would excel. Because imagine somebody like Polo and Donovan Mitchell growing on the Cavs together.
To be fair, though, Magic's not a terrible team anymore. Like,
no.
Okay.
They're not bad.
They're okay.
I won't say they're decent.
I think they're playoff. I think they could make the playoffs.
But I think it's because of Polo. I don't. If you take Polo away,
100%.
They don't have a team.
Yeah, I think they could make the playoffs this year. They're not making it past the first round.
Polo is the Magic.
But only because of Polo, yeah.
Yeah. Without Polo, I don't see Magic doing anything.
And I would say it's because he's on the East, but you can't really say that anymore because the West used to be the superior, conference. But now they're kind of even.
They're kind of balanced. Yeah. Everywhere just looks like no.
Because like the Celtics has literally the most balanced roster in the entire league.
Yeah, Celtics are sad.
I mean, when you have 20 people on the roster that can shoot the ball, I mean,
my gosh, man.
That's why they tied the record for 29 threes in a single game.
Yeah.
Boston fans are so mad right now because the Cavs haven't lost.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you go in their chats and stuff, they'll be like, oh, Boston and four. Boston and four. Boston and five. Like, just shut up. Like, Boston's lost.
I don't even think Boston's going to make the playoffs. Yeah, the finals this year.
No, I think Boston could make the finals. I think they could on their side. I'm not going to lie.
Here's what I think. I think the East is going to play out. In the conference finals,
the Celtics are not making the finals.
I think the conference finals are going to come down to the Cavs and the Heat. That's just because with a healthy Heat, they beat Boston every single time.
Yeah. The scary Heat is a scary team healthy.
If they're healthy, they beat Boston every single time.
Hero and Bam Adebayo.
They beat that type of the Heat beat the Celtics one game last year without Jimmy Butler.
I'm just not willing to give them that.
Just imagine with Jimmy Butler.
Yet. I think I need to see.
Well, that's for the Heat we're talking.
Oh, I know, but he said Cavs and the Heat in the conference final.
Well, I don't think the Cavs and the Heat would come down to the conference final.
I don't think I just really the Cavs, where this is their actual first year where they are seeming good, like every other year, they seem pretty okay, right? Like top of the mid teams, not any type of final team.
Like a wild card kind of.
But like a wild card. I think because this is the first year that they're actually clicking on multiple cylinders simultaneously and they're well faceted, I think that makes them like scary, but I still think it's like a season or two too early to expect any type of finals.
I could see them go in second round.
I could easily see a second round. I could see them making the conference finals, like he said, but they're definitely not making
the finals. But the only teams, I'm going to be honest with you, the only teams there's three teams, you know, that I could see beating Cavs on the side.
Celtics.
Bucks, if Giannis is still, you know, participating the way he's supposed to.
Heat and Bucks.
Heat and Celtics.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I see like, Heat, That's why I said them in the conference because they do have that playoff experience. They've been to the finals with this roster.
I don't think they have it with Jimmy playing the way he is right now.
I think Jimmy will get better as the year goes.
I think he's just hopefully. I think he's frustrated this year.
Well, I think they're not playing him the same. They've been running Tyler Hero the ball mainly.
I think Jimmy will come around. And he'll just swallow his pride, and he'll be like, okay, I'm here to win basketball. That's what it is. So he'll do whatever it takes to win, because Jimmy is a competitor.
Yeah. Oh, so, 100%.
Yeah, by the end of the season, Jimmy will be in the rotation. He will be a cog in this. It's just, right now, his ego is probably a little hurt. You guys saw with Media Day, he didn't even do his crazy, like, get up for Media Day.
Yep.
He's not in it like he was every other season. There's something different about Jimmy this season. He's functioning differently. He's going to be fundamentally different.
He's not necessarily the number one option right now.
No. Tyler Hero
He's getting old. And they've been losing a lot. They needed to swap something.
Yeah.
Yep. And I think Jimmy will accept that. And cause like I said, he is a competitor. He'll be like, okay, I'm doing whatever it takes for my team to win. It happens to everybody. Everybody that gets old, they need to swallow their pride eventually and just come to reality that
Juan's been trying to, but the team won't fucking
let LeBron.
Yeah. They won't let LeBron calm down. Like
LeBron he wants to.
Be the second option. He wants to be able to be there to support the team. But if he's the
second option, nobody else steps up. That's the problem.
He has to be the number one to win.
I think if they do bad this year, I think Bron will leave.
I'd force a trade.
He got a plus one when he re-signed, so yeah. He can leave after this season.
It's a two-year contract. If he doesn't like it this year. He can dip.
And he's expressed very, very quickly over the last 365 days a want to play with Stephen Curry in a professional environment.
That would be
amazing. They should.
And Stephen Curry has shown some very deep anger towards the Warriors front office. Where do you think
they go? Yes.
He also showed a lot of disinterest in staying after Klay got booted out.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
So, let's say...
What team they meeting up on? Where are we going
team,
with this?
The only team that they can make it happen again, and it's funny. Like, there's a handful, but a lot of them just signed a bunch of new players, so their space is weird. The Nets are also in this weird space where they could get rid of their whole roster, just like they did for the KD signing, the KD, Kyrie, and
you tell me
James
we just
thing?
Randomly.
I think the Nets, if anywhere, the Nets again.
Nets, I agree. Let's go to Charlotte.
Charlotte would work, but they would. I think get them, they would have to boot LaMelo.
No. Oh. I don't think you would have to either.
I know they wouldn't go to Charlotte, but I'm just saying that's a team full of nobodies.
Yeah.
Steph also has explicitly stated that he'd like to play with Charlotte because it's his hometown.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That would be a great negotiation.
Steph plays there.
I would love to see Seth and Steph play together.
Now, Ryland, one thing I want to ask you is about where Giannis. What team do you think he would play well on? Because we've heard of what Polo would play well on, and we've heard of what LaMelo. What do you think? Ain't Giannis is going to be played well on? Where do you think we could put Giannis and him fitting good? Hey, we're not talking about his brother.
He would play good in D-League.
We could put him in Israel with Pat Bev.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I don't think that one would work.
We could also just put him back in the Greece league. At least he would go home in that league.
Yeah.
Like, he would be with the rest of his family. That's a happy ending for him. But I just don't like him as a player. I don't think he needs to be in the NBA.
I agree. I'm not a huge Giannis fan myself.
He plays like he belongs at your, like, neighborhood rec center.
Yeah. He has skill. He definitely has skill. Yeah, but he would just never
the
be
best
my
guy at the rec center.
I mean, compared to like your average guy,
that's the only thing. So he doesn't really fit on any team because how much of a ball hog he kind of is.
Yeah. So he needs to go.
You would have to stick him on another team, like the Nets, where they have nobody. So he would work.
All right. Hypothetically, I think that it could work out.
If Giannis can switch his play style around,
throw him on the Warriors.
He can't shoot. He has to
do. He don't need to be the Warriors. let him do his run and jump thing, and then let Steph Curry just chuck up threes. Throw him on the Warriors. That's the only other team I could think that Giannis would work on.
Yeah,
because he wouldn't have to do anything.
That would take away from Steph though.
I mean, that's kind of what Dame does now.
Only the best case scenario.
At this point, I think Steph would
get
more threes than Dame.
The best case scenario for him going to the Warriors would be Steph telling him, "Hey, if you try to shoot this ball in any way, I'm going to punch you in your mouth. Go play defense and catch rebounds."
Yeah.
Because that's all he'd be useful for there. Steph is going to score the ball 9 times
out
of 10.
No. Because imagine now you have Giannis down there to go for putbacks.
If my ball comes off the rim and you're big enough, if you're not being guarded by someone that's going to body you like Embiid, do it.
And I don't think Embiid really bodies Giannis. I'm going to be honest.
He doesn't body
you
yet.
Yeah,
I just chose a player.
He does. He doesn't ever come out competitively, though.
Like,
I think he picked it up from Harden.
I don't think we've seen Embiid try in, like, 3 seasons.
Embiid hasn't been good enough to try in 3 seasons.
Dude, he's like AD. He can't stay healthy.
Yeah,
he's inconsistent,
Fake. He gets fake injured, though. That's the problem.
He just doesn't want to play.
He just played in the Olympics.
He didn't even do good in the Olympics.
What has he done since the Olympics to get hurt?
Nothing.
Push yourself. A reporter?
I mean, yeah, besides wrestle with reporters, I mean... He was healthy.
It has to be something in Philadelphia because bro randomly got the Ben Simmons disease out of nowhere.
No, Philadelphia is bad for injury, though.
I cannot stand Ben Simmons. He needs to just get out of the league.
No. Him on the Nets is funny.
Pressure gets him, too.
Dude, that's
where they're such an irrelevant team that him being there makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
It does.
But, I mean,
I would have thought Ben Simmons would have fell off by now.
He did. Everybody has.
No, everybody still talks about him because he randomly will give us 25 points for one game every season. They're like, oh my God, is he back? Good. And then it's like, God, he's not.
And then people will see like him in the offseason.
Dude still can't shoot. If you can't shoot, you're not, especially as a point guard.
Went how many? What? Didn't he go like his first two or three seasons almost without making a three?
Yeah,
but he was like, he had that Giannis play style, except he did it with like, actual skill instead of just brute strength. Like he was able to cut in between
at one point
defenders, unlike Giannis. Giannis just goes through them. Simmons was going around them.
Yeah, then he let off.
But they were basically the same player. Yeah, they don't shoot three. Giannis shoots more threes for sure.
His problem is his attitude got to him.
Yeah,
and injury
because he got compared to LeBron, and then he got a cocky yada yada.
And then now he's just really scared of getting hurt. Always
now he makes money. And does nothing besides get injured.
That's why just players like that just get on my nerves and just need to retire.
It's like they realize that they have something good. They self-sacrifice to keep their money.
Yeah, there's other people.
You got your money. You're set for life. Quit the game.
There's other people that aren't in the league that are better.
Now,
give that roster spot.
Absolutely.
Like
that one guy on the Lakers G League, Thomas Bryant. He was a baller. He was a baller. He deserved a contract.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
But never got it.
I agree.
He wasn't like anything exceptional or anything like that, but he was going to go out there and he was going to give you 15 points, four rebounds.
Would have been a good role player.
He's better than half the Lakers roster right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Does he still play? Does he not?
No.
Thomas Bryant's gone?
Thomas Bryant's out the league.
That's unfortunate.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's why I said, like he just fell off. Like, players like that are sad, man.
Yeah.
It does happen.
They have potential, but they can't.
Isaiah Thomas, man.
That's like, it's hard for players to get the light that they deserve to see that they can play. No offense, like, Bol Bol is a prime example.
Man.
He doesn't get minutes at all.
Yeah, he doesn't get minutes, but, like, no offense, he's the same size as Wimby. He's doing the
Taco
same.
Taco Fall, man. Taco Fall did not get minutes.
Taco Fall, another good example. Taco Fall fell off. Bro he came in the late. They didn't
Boston
really play.
Didn't give him a chance.
Even whenever teams, he played for one other team, but they were really irrelevant. And when they did, he was putting up really inconsistent numbers.
Taco Fall?
Yeah.
He never got to play.
I mean, because
he
was also
the only
a
team, actual team that he got to play on was the Celtics, and they played him for like
everybody
I
was
say
scared
eight
that
or seven
he would
minutes.
Get injured because he's tall and lanky.
Yeah, that's the problem.
But Wimby's taller and lankier.
They're just as scared of
and
him.
Taco Fall was way more aggressive on defense.
Him and Chet are just considered injury risk within the league.
Yeah, I mean, any tall guys, but no offense, it's their fault. They're that lanky. We see people like Zach Edey come in the league. Taller
than Wimby, man.
Yeah. Dude, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's their fault that they're twigs. Buff up.
Yeah, they could gain muscle.
Like how Giannis did.
Giannis?
Whenever he first
Giannis got built.
Jokic,
man.
Embiid. I mean, how you think these big guys got muscle on,
They worked and worked,
LeBron didn't have as much muscle when he was 18.
Yeah,
joined the league.
Kind of lanky, but he still had a little bit of muscle, but.
Look at him now. He's the most buff dude in the league,
basically.
Now, who do y'all think is going to get MVP this year? Is my question.
You guys can go first.
Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell's up there.
That's who I was going to say.
Donovan Mitchell's.
Okay, I have two answers. Donovan Mitchell, Luka. With how things are going right now, but if Anthony Davis can keep doing Anthony Davis numbers, Anthony Davis. Like, what he's done so far this season, it's like 35 points every game that he's actually played.
If he can
Anthony
play.
Davis. But that's right only if he actually plays.
Yeah.
Yep.
And just everything, basically.
No. I definitely see it. I also could see Shea. I ain't gonna lie. Shea Gilgeous played really good last year. I think he could get it.
I think Donovan Mitchell edges him out for sure.
Oh, did you just say edges?
I did, and I'm into it.
That's crazy.
You don't think so?
No.
You
I think Donovan Mitchell's a better player than Shea.
I'd take Shea.
100% would take Donovan
I'd take Shea. The reason I'd take Shea is because Donovan Mitchell, yes, I think he's a more, like, head-developed player, like, mentally. Now, but I think Shea has a better overall aspect on the game. I think he can spread the floor more. I think he's a better shooter. I think he brings more light to a team when it comes to playmaking. I think Donovan Mitchell tries to force plays where Shea has more of a free feel for him. And I think that's why Shea excels on his team. Because he accepts that, you know, he doesn't have to be the best player at all times at everything. And he knows how to hit different strong shoots. Where Donovan Mitchell's the guy that goes out and goes, I'm the best at this and this and this. I'm going to do this. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like two different headspaces for that one.
Yeah, I understand. So I would say Donovan Mitchell too, but another one, I might get some hate, but I think Jalen Brunson, dude, like what he was able to do on the Knicks last year, if he keeps that up and puts up the same numbers he did last year, I think he has a shot at MVP.
Oh yeah, especially if their team can do well, like after if they get to develop Cat into their play.
Yeah,
I think that would be a really good team. Cat
will be a huge plus to that team if they can get the chemistry down.
Oh yeah, if he can start averaging his 20 to 30 points again, I mean, that team becomes a whole nother caliber, you know.
Yeah,
they become serious contenders that are more developed.
Personally, I think the Knicks won that trade.
Oh yeah,
yeah, 100%. You think Julius Randle's worth?
No, he can't stay healthy either, man.
Julius Randle's washed anyway. He talks too much trash.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Julius Randle. I've never.
The only thing I wish the Knicks would have kept was Devin Chinzo, man. He was a good player.
All right. And then, since we got the MVP, who do y'all got for the Rookie of the Year coming up next?
Rookie. We don't have any rookies.
Ronnie?
Edie or...
Ronnie?
He went to the G League. I think he instantly just gets disqualified from conversation now because
Bronny,
of G League.
Bronny James? Yeah. I don't see Bronny James winning.
The Zachary kid, I can't remember Zach his Edie? Last name. No. Edie's my second option. But so the Zach kid that has an R in his last name, I think he was like the first, second, or pick. I don't remember his name. Zachary or something.
Are you talking about that?
It's like a French guy.
Oh, I know Alex Saar.
Alex Saar is one of them.
Alex
Saar is
up there, but he's not.
He's been playing really mid. Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of inconsistent.
Wait,
yeah.
But he like really, I think Edie has a really good chance. Edie's like a Jokic style player.
Oh, I 100% stand by it. Zach Edie is the best pick out of the draft.
I'm gonna try to figure out this kid's name. It was like Zachary.
Zach Edie, bro, has been averaging, you know, almost 10 to 15 points a game.
Risacher?
Maybe.
Yeah.
However you say it, R-I-S-A-C-H-E-R. On the Hawk.
Yeah. But, no, I think Zach Edey's a guy that's... If they use him right in the league, he could be around for a while. Because, I mean, the 7 foot, you know, 7 foot 4, that's a big guy. I mean, he has weight behind him. He's like 310 pounds or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he weighs more than Jokic and Embiid. So he has the body to
He
dominate.
Is a big boy, yeah.
Yeah, and he can dominate, I mean, we've seen especially. He hit a three the other day. Just first three ever attempted in the NBA drained.
Yeah.
Bigs now, they shoot more. You know, they're better three-point.
Reed Shepard's considered, like, up there right now, too.
Oh, yeah, Reed Shepard, definitely. Shepard's one of the guys that came in.
Dalton Connect's a plus 1,100 right now.
Yeah, Dalton Connect's one of the better rookies that came in this year, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, Zach Edey's at the top of the list right now. He's a plus 550 in the Rookie of the Year odds.
Yeah, no. Zach Edey's who I got going all the way for Rookie of the Year.
Him and Reed Shepard are, like, neck and neck in the runnings.
Has potential, but...
Oh, yeah.
He's too underdeveloped at the moment. Yeah, but once he's in a system and he has, like, the fundamentals locked, he's going to be a threat.
Like, yeah. 35-point game, you know.
Never a starting threat, I don't think, though.
No, I agree, Ron.
I think he's going to be, like, a Korver-style
I think
threat.
That Dalton Connect, if they get him
And like, he's and a actually, good player, just, you know, he's underdeveloped and everything.
If
like
Dalton Knecht gets consistent.
He just, like, if he, whenever he's...
They have to give him the time to get comfortable, you know? I think right now they're forcing him to do more than what he's able to do is the problem.
Yeah, they're treating him like a Austin Reaves.
Yeah.
They're kind of treating
they should treat him like Kyle
and no offense, it's causing him problems with Austin Reaves' play is because they're having Knecht come in place of Reaves. Yeah. And then... So it's messing up Austin Reaves' play, and I think where they're forcing it's also messing up Knecht's play as
they
well.
They shouldn't play them together. That's all. They don't need to have them on the court at the same time because they play
similar,
too similar. Like, they need the ball in their hands to get their plays going, and they just mess each other up. They need to separate them.
Yeah.
100% agree with that. And then we have the Defensive Player of the Year, where... I think Wemby's always going to be a competitor now that we have him here in the league.
He's the leading blocks right now. AD. I mean,
yeah.
I think AD, if AD he stays Wemby, healthy once again.
Definitely. AD's another guy that you can consistently see.
He deserved it last year.
Oh, he 100% should have gone last year. So that's just my blade last year.
They shouldn't have gave it to Gobert.
Dude, Gobert, that was the dumbest.
They didn't know who to give it to between AD and Wemby, and they said, oh, we're going to pick the random guy in the background with the thumb up his onion. Gobert. Yeah.
Gobert. Nobody on this earth says, oh, Gobert deserves Defensive Player of the Year. No. Nobody.
Gobert didn't say it himself.
He was confused whenever they said his name. He said, huh?
Yeah, because he's not that guy, dude. Like,
he wasn't even the best defensive player on his team. I believe Anthony Edwards was playing better defense.
Well, Cat was playing better defense, too.
Oh, yeah, Cat, too, for sure. But Anthony Edwards, I thought it was because he was up in their face, man, getting in their grill.
Oh, yeah.
Actually playing the defense instead of just standing there.
Actually, hit blocking, not standing there and waiting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because, no offense, like, Gobert, they try to say it's like his defensive presence is what's wrong. No.
That doesn't just, make sense.
He gets lucky because people miss on him, and it's not because he interfered the shot. It's because they had a bad shot. They just shot bad.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken. It's not his presence. Anybody can have defensive presence. That doesn't show up on the stat.
Dude, I flop my lead on you. I got a defensive presence. It's just determines if you're going to let it affect you or not.
His defensive presence is about as threatening as any other 7-footer in the league.
Yeah,
like he poses like tall, that's all he is he's another tall guy in the league, and that is it.
Yeah, ask Luka about his defensive presence.
Yeah, he hit a buzzer beater in his mouth.
Luka wiped his ball sweat on his face. Oh, that's what happened.
He did, dude. It was so nice to see.
Oh, yeah, defensive player behind.
No.
Luka straight up told him. He said, "You can't guard me," and he can't guard him.
No, he's right.
Luka. I mean, I get it. Gobert's a 7-footer. He literally cannot guard Luka because Luka's a smaller player. But being that defensive player of the year, you should be able to play a little bit better defense than that.
Yeah.
At least put your hand in front of the ball.
Yeah.
Not just stand there the whole time.
Now, just kind of going in for this year, do y'all have any, like, high player expectations for like, a specific person?
Buddy Hield?
I think I know.
He set a precedent. He set a precedent at the beginning. So if he does not continue, I'm gonna be so sad.
He's saying like if he starts off hot, flops.
Yeah, if he starts fizzling out, I'm gonna crash out.
Yeah, I like Buddy Hield. If he can stay healthy, I'd like to see Ja Morant, man.
Ja Morant. No. That's a huge one. If he can stay healthy or out of trouble is key.
Both things will not happen at the same time in the same year.
But that
way, if they did though, like I have high expectations for him if that would happen.
He's a good player, man.
He's either breaking his arm or shooting somebody this year. That's how it's going.
He got a tech.
He's a not as skilled Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
Like
No. He has the bounce, like he has bunnies.
Yeah. He's like
raw potential D Rose.
He's like D Rose, if D Rose got slightly less injured.
Yeah,
that's true.
D Rose was nice. Prime D Rose was different.
Still injured D. Rose, but slightly less injured D. Rose.
Ja Morant could be that type of guy. Like, what if we see him playing, and he's like Jimmy Butler, and his peak is like mid-career. You
know I mean? Think he's going to shoot somebody, so I don't think he has more than 2 years left in the league. Gonna, so
he's going to pull a gun in the middle.
No offense.
I think he might do great in the prison rec, though.
Dude, I would hate.
He would dominate here.
I mean, I say this out of the utmost respect, too, for him, though. But I would hate to see a player waste their potential like that, though.
He's already done it twice.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, people, you got to watch, man. Like, how are you going to watch?
I don't get you out of
Didn't he also beat up a kid?
Yeah, didn't he? He tried to fight a 17-year-old?
Yeah.
That's another thing, man.
My bad. He's done it three times now.
Like, bro, no offense. You got millions, bro. Go pay someone to beat him up.
And, like, he acts like he's from the hood, but bro grew up wearing pink polos.
Yeah.
In the suburbs.
He acts like a gangster, but he ain't that.
Yeah. All of them do, man. Everybody does.
Yeah. And the money makes it worse.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't his name, like, some real goofy something, too? Like, his government?
Yeah, probably.
His actual real name.
Like his, I'm pretty sure
John Tavius.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm pretty sure it is something like that.
I could see it. He probably has to have like a street name or something. I would not put it past poor Ja Morant, bro.
Yeah, man.
His name is Demetrius Jamal Morant.
Demetrius. Oh, my man's a lawyer. You better get Demetrius Jones up in here, my man.
Yeah, Demetrius is not a gangster name.
Why he goes by Jaw.
If you tell me your name is Demetrius, I'm gonna look you straight in your eye and tell you that you're a little weird.
You have no winner.
Something's not right with you. I don't care what's going on, but if your name's Demetrius, you're not normal. I don't believe it.
Yeah, you have no wiener. If
you have if your name's Demetrius.
Oh, are you born like Kobe? Do you got uniball syndrome? Do you only get one nut?
I don't know.
But no, I think there's a lot of still ups in the air for this season. So
yeah,
to be honest with you,
it's a huge early. Thing.
Oh yeah. So I say a huge thing is it's kind of like let it play out still a little bit more.
Oh yeah, we're like in the first 10 games of the season
because
like, the Cavs are 8-0, but who knows? They could go like 8 and suddenly lose 14 games. Who knows? Like the season's so weird at the moment. Like things are happening that just. Normally would not happen. This season's already a wild card.
And a lot of, players aren't clicking yet. There were moves, You got people down weird teams like Valanciunas on the Wizards.
He ruined his whole career.
Yeah, threw away your life.
Man.
But you get to retire in 3 years when that contract expires, buddy.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to want you.
Nah, the Wizards is where your career dies.
Oh, yeah.
Kuzma's been stuck there for like 6 years.
Kuzma's he's been stuck there because he doesn't want to retire. Nobody wants Kuzma, that's why.
Nobody. He is awful.
He has these random games where he'll put up 25 points, go on Twitter, flex super hard, and then put up like 6 the next game.
Well, that's because the problem, man. He's not consistent.
Cocky.
Even the games that he puts up 20, you gotta think. I mean, it's because of the team he's on. Not necessarily because he's doing good. It's because, like, he might be shooting 20, 30 shots and making 4 or 5 of them.
Another wasted potential player we didn't mention. Cade Cunningham, exact same scenario.
Oh, my God.
He's on a horrible team, except he's a good player.
No, Cade Cunningham is a really good player. He's just like a polo situation, man. Cade Cunningham, somebody that, they missed out.
His career is fundamentally over because of where he got drafted.
No.
Yep.
Yeah.
If he would accept being traded,
he won't let them trade him either. He just keeps re-signing contracts, and he knows that his career is not going to go anywhere.
No, I did see him sign like a 5-year deal.
Yeah, he's just taking free money is all he's doing.
Yeah,
he don't care.
He knows he's the main player for that team.
He's going to put up numbers every game. Who else is going to? The Ivy guy, but the Ivy guy doesn't do that every game. That was like the first time we've seen him do that in a minute.
Cade Cunningham's the only one that does on that team.
Oh yeah,
no. And dude, Cade is somebody I would like to see off of, on a different team. You know,
throw him on the Lakers. Put him on the Lakers.
Because he plays point, and he can also play power forward. He's literally what Ben Simmons should have been. He is what Ben Simmons should have been.
Yeah,
literally. Yeah. Ben Simmons here. Hey, flop of a Ben Simmons. This is your example. Recreate yourself, Ben Simmons. That's what you need to do. Look at Cade.
Yeah,
it's bad. You're on the Nets, and you're getting compared to a player on the Pistons. The worst franchise team in history.
The Pistons players, too.
Yeah, that's a very sad thing.
Yeah, the Pistons, haven't done anything.
They haven't done anything.
And like that year, that year was interesting.
Yeah. Chauncey Billups.
Nah.
Rasheed.
But.
Yeah. All
right. Now, just kind of as a closer, what is one thing that you would like to see have been on your team, Ashton? Because I know you're a Lakers fan, and going forward, what's something that you would like to see the Lakers do?
Dude, probably just trade the whole roster.
Trade D'Lo, special.
Honestly, like...
realistic moves.
Realistic. I'd like to see them bring in a solid, good center. Like a Steven Adams. Like, we don't need a scoring center. Yeah. We just need somebody that can play defense and rebound. That can guard Jokic specifically.
Yeah.
Because that's who we have trouble with.
Just go get your man back from China. I swear. That's all you got to do. You can offer him like $1 million and he would take it.
Nah, they'd have to do the veteran minimum. They'd have to do veteran minimum.
Which is like 1.6 mil right now.
They don't want to give Dwight the nut money because they don't like Dwight.
You Dwight's need played for him so twice. Bad.
They should like Dwight. He was a part of that championship team.
Yeah.
Dwight played for him twice and they gave him away twice.
They let that roster slip away, man.
Yeah.
But no, realistically, like, center-wise, if you guys wanted just, like, an in-league center, I think you guys should put, like...
Ayton. Somebody like DeAndre Ayton.
Ayton would be
DeAndre
cool.
Mitchell Ayton. Robinson.
But, like, maybe try to get the Grizzlies. I think he went Grizzlies to trade Edie before he's worth too much.
Exactly.
Like, try to snipe him before his career is too large to get him.
That would be great. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. Zach Edey.
Like, offer them a bag for the rookie. I would take the bag over the rookie. Yeah, he has great developmental potential, but right now, the Grizzlies, they don't need it.
Yeah, they got Jaren Jackson Jr. So he's not going to get the, you know, the original develop that he needs anyway. So might as well hook him over with AD, let him run the big, because he's going to be 7'4".
Take your bag, get yourself another good player with it.
And then he can do his 10, 15, 16 points a game and be a great role player.
Yeah.
So like I definitely
I'd,
think...
I'd even take a Steven Adams, man. Like,
oh, yeah. I would love
just Steven. Someone who's going to actually show up and try. Rebound.
Right, yeah. Either defense. We need a center or we need a good, consistent shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah. The shooting like, part
LeBron,
is not happening.
LeBron is
us.
Our most
you guys
consistent
should have went
shooter.
For Laurie or he's Buddy or literally anybody. Dude,
Malik Monk. We should not have got rid of Malik Monk.
No, Malik Monk was a terrible mistake to get rid of for the Lakers.
Dude, he's popped off for the Kings.
He has. But I will say, we're getting a little bit close to the ending, guys. And we appreciate y'all tuning in. Go check out both pages, guys, with the Cloud Crew and the Two Brothers. If y'all want to give some shout-outs, go ahead now.
Yep, so if you want to listen... We are the Brothers Sports Podcast. We also have a gaming podcast, Two Brothers Gaming, if you like gaming news as well. You can catch us over there. Rylan, do you have anything?
Not really. Just, you know, we post, you know, 2 times a week for the gaming podcast. So
For the sports.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. So go run it up is what that means. Go listen in.
We're on every social possible for the gaming podcast. So,
yeah,
you know, check.
And we're on. If you want to listen, we're on every platform for both podcasts. Wherever you get your podcasts, don't matter.
Anywhere that supports an RSS feed, find them.
Exactly. Yep. Go in, dig in, do your thing. We appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
And tune in next time, guys.
Too, man.
Of course.
All right. And I just ended.
If you would have fat fingered and clicked the abort and restart button, I would have had a seizure.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.